AO4HKX, mobile.
AO4HKX, this is KR4AAE. Good morning, Patrick. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you? I haven't spoke to you in a while.
That's been a while. I'm doing pretty good. Just staying really, really busy. Trying to put some more antenna in the air and get on HF a little bit more. And all the daily, day-to-day seem to be on the radio every now and then, which is kind of sad.
That way forever. Once you get that stuff up, then it's there until you decide to make changes, and you can play radio as much as you want then.
Copy that. I was about to flip over to HF and see what was going on over there. I finally finished burying the last of my radials, thank goodness. Good gosh. That was a lot of work to put up that HF vertical, but man, I learned a lot just in the few weeks that I tried to put everything together and tuned everything. Great learning experience.
And that's the best learning experience for me is hands-on actually doing it.
I agree, too. That's the best way I learn, too. And going to a tech school, that's even better because I can get all my hands dirty and I can physically look at it and do all sorts and break stuff in a controlled environment without having to worry about the repercussions of doing something incorrectly.
For that, I mean, that's how I learned. Being a mechanic is tearing it apart and figuring it out and putting it back together. So that's just the easiest way for me to learn.
I copy that. Yeah, haven't heard you or Shane on the radio in a while. I know Shane, I think he took retirement from UPS, and I think he had a surgery or two, I think, from the last I heard.
He took his retirement from UPS. He's probably listening to us in the background like painting or doing his floor, or enjoying his hot cup of tea with honey in it this time of morning. But I had knee surgery. I had my knee replaced. But we're doing well, getting ready to go back to work, so everything's going good.
Here, everything's going good. Yeah, my neighbor across the street just had a knee replacement, too, and she's having a tough time with PT, but PT will take it out of anybody, especially when you do some sort of major surgery like that. I guess if Shane's painting, maybe I should see if I can get him to come over and do some painting at my house.
If I could drag him out there with his hot cup of tea, picking on him about it. But obviously he's got his hands full. But I know he does listen in the background when he's working, so you can pick on him.
Isn't that always the best time to kind of pick on somebody is when they're at kind of listening, but they can't respond all the time? I mean, I get that all the time, too.
It's time to get somebody is when they can't do anything about it. So what have you been up to? I assume you got your general since you said you're getting on HF.
I got my general shortly after I got my technician, probably 2 or 3 months after that. And then I started studying for extra, and I looked at the stuff and I said, man, this looks like Greek to me. So I figured I would give me some time on the HF bands and do a little more tinkering and then go back and look at the extra stuff and maybe go for extra here probably early next year or maybe in the spring.
And like I said, it gives you a chance to, with your general, to learn a little bit, put your hands on it and figure it out. And there's lots of places to get questions answered. The net at night, you can always come in there and ask questions and people will be glad to help you. Or just during the day, if you got a question, talking to somebody, they'll do their best to help you. And you'll be surprised at who comes out of the woodworks then.
Yeah, I've done that a few times, and always catch Tom in the afternoons, and for some reason, I've always got some random question. I'm like, all right, who's on the radio right now who could answer this question? And then next thing you know, I hear Tom throw his call out there. It's like, that's the guy. He'll know the answer to it, or at least he can point me in the right direction. I wonder if he's getting tired of me asking him questions.
Well, I'm getting on the fringe of the repeater up here, so I'm going to say 7-3. Good to talk to you, and I hope you have a great day and stay warm. KO4HX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
you have a good day, too, Patrick. Nice chatting with you. Maybe I'll catch you a little bit later on the airwaves. KR4AAE, and I am clear. 73.